As Jessica Shapiro, a catering chef from The Cheese Board, a Midtown bistro, sears symmetrical squares of pork belly over a portable stove, the sweet, smoky scent seems to blanket the whole patio at Campo, an Italian restaurant in downtown Reno. It's a warm, breezy evening during a competition called Chef's Al Fresco. What will soon become a culinary masterpiece is first subjected to a variety of spices, lots of heat, and Shapiro's careful hands. She's already sautéed small cubes of potato, ground beef, and the superfood kohlrabi, a turnip-cabbage hybrid, for a hash that'll accompany the pork. Shapiro says the culinary scene in Reno is something that's exploded in the past decade, and if people don't pay attention, they'll miss out.
Reno, we're in such a boom right now. It's awesome to be a part of it.
Chef's Al Fresco wasn't just a chance for pros to show off their talents. It also gave people the opportunity to see just what kind of culinary artists exist in Reno. Sanjay Lalani, who took over Campo Foods, Campo's parent company, last December, says he moved here from the Bay Area with confidence in Reno's thriving business community.
Reno is growing with businesses like a Switch, Tesla, all of which are bringing a lot of people who will want restaurants. There used to be a lot more restaurants in Reno, and in the downtown, they closed down.
As Reno bounces back from the recession, Lalani says we can expect more restaurants to pop up.
I don't think we're in the national position yet, because when you think about food, you talk about San Francisco, you talk about New York, in LA to some extent. But absolutely, regionally, Reno is big, because Reno is also clubbed in with Lake Tahoe. Lake Tahoe being one of the premier destinations in the country, and Reno absolutely being its gateway.
Still, some say Reno has a long way to go. Roger Chimay retired from reviewing restaurants in Las Vegas about 15 years ago. Now, he lives in downtown Reno, and although he enjoys the food, he says pricing can be a large obstacle for restaurant growth.
I think this might be the problem. They're paying too much for rent. They're paying too much for real estate, and they have to price their meals in a way that's not really appropriate to what they're getting for it.
Chimay, who lived in Sin City for 20 years, says he sees Reno repeating a familiar pattern.
I saw some really nice local restaurants that had wonderful food just come and go because we had such a transient population there. Place would be hot for a couple of weeks and then it would die and nobody would go in there again. And I see the same thing happening with Reno.
That being said, Chimay says he sees potential in some areas, mainly the rising prevalence of food trucks. According to Clint Jolly, a traveling chef and winner of the popular Food Network competition Chopped, food trucks, among various other dining options, were a rare find in the city just 15 years ago. That's changed fairly recently.
Instead of, you know, having the option of which buffet or which steakhouse do you want to go to, we've got a little bit more ethnic cuisine being shown off, and overall just a little bit more variety and better quality, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
For Jolly, a major factor in that change is the talent finding its way to the area, which was apparent at the competition.
You can't come out to something like this and put out some good food without having some born talent that you've honed over years in a kitchen and doing it.
Although the city's future as a foodie destination is uncertain, one thing seems clear. As long as excited, gifted chefs flow in, the art will remain alive and well in Reno. Marcus Laverne, Reno Public Radio News.